The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, no Billy open because we want to get right to him. We have 11 minutes. Billy Guerin is here. You just landed. What kind of flyer is President of Hockey Operations Bill Guerin?
I'm good. Yeah. I mean, just like most people, I don't love turbulence, but
yep. Are you a talker?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Somebody sitting next to you?
No. I don't know. So I go in and out of that. I'm okay. Like, sometimes I am, but mostly not. Mostly I just want to watch my movie or, you know, sleep or whatever. But I'm not.
Somebody.
I'm not the biggest talker.
Okay.
Like, but I will.
If somebody's talking your ear off, are you willing to say, I have to get back to my work? Or what's your move at that point?
Just talk.
You'll suck it up, and you'll just keep talking.
I don't know. I don't know. I put my headphones on or something, but I don't know. I try not to be a Chad Hartman.
Oh, thanks.
You know.
Thanks a lot. That'd be kind of tough, Dave, if all of a sudden you're talking to Billy and he puts the headphones on, he starts pointing at these. See?
Yeah.
See?
You'll hear that line in the next bill open.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You've now provided Dave with an open.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. You now get, and we don't even have to go imminent because your coach has confirmed it. You get two stars back tonight. You get one of the five best players in the game back, and you get your captain back. Jared Spurgeon and Kirill Kaprizov are back. Take me through the injuries and the process to tonight when they're returning for two vitally important guys.
You know, Kirill's has been just kind of, you know, like, There was not one thing. It's a little more wear and tear issue and just tough to really nail down, but did get some treatment on it and worked hard at strengthening it. And, you know, Spurgey's, we all know what happened to Spurgey. But, you know, again, it takes time. The people that are frustrated the most are the players, and they want to be out there, you know, with their teammates, and they'll get that opportunity again tonight. So we're really excited.
There was some conjecture that if, let's say, this was the playoffs, with Kaprizov in particular, that he could have potentially played earlier, but the organization felt like, why do we want to risk this? We know how great he is when he's healthy, so we're not going to push this in any way. Is that a fair assessment?
You know what? We don't really. It's not the organization saying, we think this is what we're going to do. You know, we talk to the players. We do this. It's their career. It's their body. Like, if they want to try to muscle through something, that's up to them. But, you know, our training staff and our medical staff, the doctors, give, you know, the advice that, you know, they're paid to give. And, you know, but the players are a part of it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They are they are a part of this. This is not done just strictly by the team.
John Hines, your head coach, and Bill Guerin, president of hockey operations, kind enough to join us. He's with us on a regular basis throughout the season, and we greatly appreciate that. John had some quotes about that when Kirill comes back, maybe there can be some subtle differences to whether the approach, play. I was a bit confused. Can you tell me what he's alluding to there?
I have no idea what he's alluding to.
Yeah. I mean, do you...
I guess if I heard more of the Yeah. More of the quote. Like, yeah. Hey, yeah. I don't know. Give me a little more, and I'm gonna
look it up.
Because, I'll be able to make something up real quick to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna look it up. Or Russo, if you're listening, you need to text me. Or, but I know I saw it, and I'll find it, and I'll get back to it. Your kid that you drafted, Juracek, who came over in the number one draft choice.
Traded for him.
Yeah, he traded for him. He had some good moments, including just a fabulous setup recently, but you're now healthy. You got cap issues. You sent him back. What did you like about him, and what does he need to continue to do to get back here as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, we were really happy with him. I think he kept getting better and better, and I love his confidence, his ability to move the puck and make some plays. That's really what he is. I think because of his size, a lot of people think he's just going to be like this big shutdown D. No, he's a skilled guy. He's a puck-moving guy. He's got a great shot. He's going to be able to produce at some level. So we were really happy with that part. He, like I said, kept getting better. It's just the details in his game, you know, the finer details of going back and retrieving pucks under pressure, where we need him to be on the ice in the defensive zone at certain times. But he picked it up real quick, and we all feel like he got better every game. We're really happy with him. But, you know, getting Spurge back, you know, we're healthy on the right side now. There's no sense of keeping him here, sitting him out. Let's keep him playing and, you know, play big minutes in Iowa. It's better than sitting in the stands here.
Speaking of Iowa, you brought up Ogren, and we talked about him before when he was having early success down in Iowa. And you said, listen, when we call him up, we want him to be a factor. We want him to ideally, as you said a little bit here with the defenseman, we want him to stay. What have you thought about Liam's play the last couple of games?
I didn't love his game against Nashville, but I think that was kind of a crazy atmosphere for him to come into. There was a lot of tension before that game, I think. There was a lot of just outside noise. So that he was just okay in that game, but I thought he was leaps and bounds better you know, against Colorado. I thought he was really good. He had nice assist and contributed offensively, and I thought he was much better. So hopefully he can continue to grow.
The last time we talked, it was a little bit after when it was a cheap shot against Jared Spurgeon, and you offered the quote, and I didn't disagree, and obviously you know this way better than me. You said dirty play by dirty player. So then when you match up with Nashville, what happens? Fight, fight, fight. Where do you stand on that, on balancing, we're going to defend our guy, along with we don't want to get sidetracked, and the main reason why we are here is we're here to win the game?
Where do I stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, can teams go far in the getting distracted?
They can get distracted. I just don't think we played well. I mean, I think the players can do what they feel they need to do and win the game as well. We just didn't play well. I think they took care of what they needed to take care of on the other side of it. But look, I've been there, and you know, if I know from a player's point of view, if you don't do anything, you don't feel like you've done enough. And I've got no problem with that.
Did they do enough?
Yeah, they did.
Where are we at with Gus and his health and his play?
His health is good. His play is... it's good. It can, you know, he can be better. I think he knows that, and I know he knows that. But he can definitely be better. It's just, you know, he's been steady. It's just needing that timely save, you know, and you know, he had that for a while last little bit. We had, like I said, steady, just not like outstanding. Or timely, and I think that will that will come back.
Is there any chance you think, and you face Utah tonight at home at the X, this is Bill Guerin, runs the Well, is there any chance Marc-Andre Fleury plays next year?
I don't think so, but he hasn't mentioned anything, so it's not really for me to say right now. I just haven't talked to him.
Would you leave that up to him to broach that subject at all, or would you potentially do that at some point?
I wouldn't. It's not my decision. It's not. Those are very personal things, and they're family decisions. And that's for him and his wife to discuss, not me.
How much of your time, and I'll finish on this, we've got about 30 seconds. How much of your time is on the upcoming tournament, which is a huge deal, and you're the general manager for that, compared to the Wild? How do you balance those two when we're getting so close to Four Nations?
It's pretty good balance. I mean, the team's picked. We're just doing kind of logistical stuff right now. It's not crazy. It's good. It's not insane. I just, it's good.
Always a pleasure, sir. I'm glad your flight went well, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Billy Guerin with us. Interesting quick note. The president, taking questions from reporters, said Joe Biden made a big mistake by not pardoning himself. Where does that go? Interesting.